Nah and Emil here.
What's up?
They're pretty comical. So today's topic is not being pressed. Mm-hmm. So we're going to sit and chat with them about a few stories of how not to be pressed or how to be pressed.
It's not good.
What y'all got for us today? Give us something.
So we not that old, but we in 11th now. But when we was in the 9th grade, I had this boy that I was talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that it was serious back then, but it really wasn't that serious. But I had this boy I was talking to. We gonna call him Ed. Right.
Ed, yeah, that's cool.
And okay. Then I had this girlfriend that we just started being close because we just started going to high school together because we was like cool. But when we first started going to high school, we started getting closer because we had more classes together.
And then we were on the same block.
Yeah, we lived on the same block.
Okay, besties.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not really. No, mm-hmm. Not that. Mm-hmm. Just we're cool.
Okay.
So I used to go see the boy after school at B&O all the time because he went to all-boys school and like we didn't go to the same school. So she used to be mad that I left her and that she never got to see him. So I'm like, or you could come with me one day at the school.
Confused, right?
So, yeah, I'm confused. Okay.
So one time she came with me or whatever and she met him and she just was quiet and just like acting weird. And I'm like, all right, well, it really don't matter. Like, I'm with him. It really don't matter. So then she after some time, every day after school, she would try to, like, meet up with me so that she could come with me to see him. And I'm like, sometimes I used to try to leave her, but she used to be like, wait for me. And she would text me, like, where you at? I'm like, oh, my God. All right, come on, hurry up.
And that's pressed.
So that's pressed, real pressed.
But she pressed over somebody you're talking to?
Yeah, somebody I'm talking to.
And she had a boyfriend.
She tried to make it seem like she was pressed to meet up with me, but she really just wanted to see him. But I just left it alone because he wasn't paying her no mind. We don't look alike at all.
Mm. So okay.
That's
at all. Period. All right.
Period.
So one time it was me, her, him, and Sanaa and my other friend Tiana. And after like that one day that we all met up, they was like, she act a little off around him. I'm like, I thought it was just me. But they was like, no, she act weird. And I'm like, all right. So I talked to Ed, and Ed, like, he said the same thing. So we all like, all right, I didn't really pay it no mind. So I just got my phone taken, like, a couple of months after me and him was talking. This when we was on a bumpy road. So I'm sitting here trying to get back on good terms. So the girl, she wasn't really trying to help me fix it. Like, I'm like, what to do? Like, and she just didn't have nothing to say. Like, she just was acting dumb. I'm like, all right. So then... I was texting him through her phone because we went to the same school. So now Tiana don't go to my school. Mm-hmm. So that's the only girl that I consider my friend that went to my school. So I was texting him off of her phone. And I used to try to get her to text him like when I wasn't around to try to fix it. And she just was acting dumb. She was like, oh, yeah, I fell asleep. Mind you, she was not asleep. She was up. She just didn't want to talk to him about me. She just didn't want to try to solve it. She wanted us to be stuck on that bumpy road. So then one time, I had DM'd him off my other friend's phone.
Yes, you trying to work it out. Yes.
My mom was holding on to that phone for like a whole week. I was trying to sit here and get my little situation together. So after that happened... I had DM'd him off my friend phone, and then I'm like, you weird, we done. Like, I'm not talking to you no more. And then he was like, you wouldn't be saying it if she showed you the messages that I sent her. Like, he sent her a long paragraph. But I'm like, no, you didn't, because she would have showed me. And he was like, meet me at B&O, and I'm going to show you. So I went to her at lunch, and I'm like, did he send you a paragraph? Because he's telling me he did. She was like, no, look. And she showed me the messages. It wasn't there. So I'm like, all right, one of them lying. I'm like, I don't want to end no friendship over no boy. But if you lying, you are right. I can't hang with you. So she went with me to B&O. He showed me the messages. The paragraph was there. So the girl deleted it.
She didn't want you to know. She wanted him for herself.
She was being weird.
Yeah, she had to let go.
That joint was crazy.
How long is it going for? Like a month, this some was, years?
No, like I got my phone taken for a week, so that all happened within a week.
But she was acting weird prior to that, so.
But she was pressed over him like that whole time.
That went out.
Like he didn't pay her no mind. Like he bit it on her, and she knew it, but she still liked him.
That's
he was
friends?
Goofy.
No.
I'm not friends with her. But it's just not no bad blood because like I stopped talking to her up to last year. Like since it happened in 9th grade, I started talking to her again middle school.
Where
I
he
cut
at?
Her off for the whole. He
long.
He has a whole baby.
Oh my god, he had a baby.
He had a whole baby. Yeah,
Maybe she was protecting you back then.
No.
She knew that he was going to have a baby.
No, we didn't even know about the girl then.
Yeah, we didn't. She didn't even know about
him.
Yeah,
she didn't pop up at that moment.
So he had another girl back then?
No, it was after the situation. After.
So she was pressed over somebody you was talking to?
Yeah.
So what if it happened again? Because you said y'all was friends.
Oh, no. We not friends. I would never. She not in my circle.
Okay.
You can't bring. Once you do something like that, you can't come back.
You can't come back. She tried to steal your man, the young
she
Amy.
She done.
She tried to steal your man. That's not good. So she's pressed.
Yeah.
Very.
Ruby pressed.
So what could she have done differently? Just show you the message?
She should have just told me like that she liked him.
And just not have acted different.
But what if she did say she liked him? Like, what would that have changed?
You shouldn't like him, period.
If she would have told me that she liked him, I would have just been like, I really don't know what I would have did.
Fell off from him.
That's not a real friend. A real friend not gonna like your boyfriend.
Yeah.
That mean that you're not my friend. Because it don't matter how, like, you just be like, oh, that's her boyfriend. You're not going to like somebody else's boyfriend.
You
should have
been friendly with him anyway.
Yeah.
No.
Aw.
So, just bad friend. Not a real friend, all in general. That was the lesson of this story. She bad.
Yeah, so we had one lesson.
Yes.
And somebody being pressed over their friend's boyfriend.
Yes.
That's interesting, though. Okay. So, what's your story, Sanaa, about being pressed?
All right. So, I'm going to call her. What should I call her?
Who?
I'm going to call her, what should I call her?
I don't even know what you call her.
The situation when he came over her house and she got caught.
Oh.
Wow. Somebody got caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Call a quarter.
Stephanie. All right.
Okay, Steph is good. All right. Like Steph.
So it was this boy, and her and they was going out for like a year.
No.
Longer? No, it was like a year. Year and a half.
Okay.
So they stopped seeing each other because they live like two blocks away from each other.
Okay. When did this happen?
Ooh.
This was
9th grade.
10th grade.
Oh, okay.
10th grade.
You're not here, but I see the anger as if it happened last week or so.
This was 10th grade. And so they lived like two blocks away from each other. And they wasn't seeing each other. He had practice, basketball practice. And he claimed that he was tired and stuff.
Yeah,
so he wouldn't come around.
He was dodging her, basically. Like, basically. He didn't want to see her. But okay. She was pressed to see him. So she would make
holding on to a situation that wasn't there.
Right.
So it was once. So she got a Christmas gift, right? It was a shirt. So this around like Valentine's Day. She still didn't see him. We was waiting to get the gift. So she had got him a gift as well. It was shirts too. So
polo tees, they expensive. Something like
that. The shirt was a Thresher shirt.
Yeah.
So one day he was like, he had texted him and was like, I think we not gonna be talking no more. And then he was like, I'm gonna bring the shirt around today. And she like, all right. So she texted her mom, was like, is it cool if he come past? She was like, yeah, but don't let him in. She was like, okay. So that's when the boy came around and brought her the shirt. And he came inside the house. So they chilling, just watching TV. And she having suspicions. So she go to his phone. And she looking through messages and she sees some girl name that she know of. But she was in 9th grade at the moment. He was in 9th grade.
Yeah, she was.
So she saw the name and was like, he started scrolling back up. She was like, who name was that? And that's when he pressed the name and started scrolling through the messages. And he saw a word. I'm not going to say the word, but she saw a word. And she saw the word. So that's when he started acting like he know that he didn't know what she was talking about. So
I'm cracking at the word. What the word start with?
A H.
Okay. Okay.
So he got up. Okay. It was like,
yeah.
Mind you, we only in 7th grade. They was only in 7th grade.
I'm cracking up.
You just slipped, girl.
Yes. I'm cracking up.
So that's when he got up.
Just tell him.
That's when he got up and started acting like he knew what he was talking about. So that's when you hear a door.
Okay.
The knob turning. So that's when he runs to the basement.
You told
him.
She told him to run to the basement.
And he ran to the basement. And that's when the mom come in.
Okay.
Stephanie mom come in.
Was he sneaking over there?
Yes. Okay. He was not supposed to be there. Her mom told her she cannot let him in. You could sit on the steps, but you cannot let him in. And what did she do? Let him in.
And okay. She came in the house.
So she's kind of been fresh.
Yes.
Okay, so
nothing happened, though. Nothing happened, though.
But guess what? A year later, they got cameras in the house now. So, okay. Who is she sneaking in?
Okay, so. Did they get cameras from the incident? That's why? Because she got caught? Sure.
It was after, but I think it had something to do with it. Yeah. I think it had something to do with it.
A big part. Mm-hmm.
So, Steph was pressed because she got in trouble. Then she got cameras in the house
because
she was
Steph is pressed because he played her before and she went right back. Oh, and he wasn't trying to
see her. But Steph burnt his hoodie on live.
On live, wow.
On live. His friends was like, I'm going to come to your school with you.
She burned his hoodie. Why she burned his hoodie?
Because she was pressed over him, and he wasn't worried about her. That's what happens with girls. If you're not worrying about a boy, then...
Oh, yeah, give us a lesson. Let us
know. Like, if boys not worrying about you, well, not all girls, but I feel like if somebody's showing me that they don't care about me, then I'm probably going to try to do something to get them mad. But it depends how much I care about them.
And he didn't react from it. His friends reacted.
Yeah, he didn't react.
Oh, so she was even more mad. She didn't get a reaction out of him. Okay. Yeah. So do y'all have incidents when y'all have been pressed before?
Yes.
Oh, well, if y'all honest.
I do, too.
Okay, so...
Okay, so...
Let's hear how y'all be pressed.
This was my only relationship.
This was you
talking about mine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This was my only relationship, and it started in 10th grade. It was like a year and some change or whatever.
Okay.
So, I'm thinking that like it was a good relationship. Like we went on dates and stuff. It wasn't like no.
Until it was stuck in Rocky at the end. Yeah. I mean, it was still some good parts, but.
Dang.
Yes, she knows what's going on.
Like, all right, tell my story.
Yes.
So we broke up. And I broke up with him, but you know how when, well, you, I don't know, but Sanaa, you know how when you break up with somebody and then you think they're going to beg you back or whatever?
I mean, they always come back around.
Yeah, they
but...
come back. Oh, he came back.
Where is going?
We
yes,
broke up.
Heavy.
Okay, so we broke up, but it was, we broke up twice, but the first time we broke up, he ended up, like, begging me back. But the second time, which was the real time we broke up, he didn't.
And
so we went,
it was
like,
a while later.
Yeah, it was like, we went a month without talking. So, I'm like, no, like, he living, like, too good right now. I'm like, I gotta do something.
He living too good.
Because it's like, why aren't you coming back around?
Like, what happened?
But you said he came back around the first time.
He did the first time. But the second time, he came back the first time less than a month. The second time, a month went by. I'm like, wait, what's going on? So, I'm like.
What's going on?
I'm like, he must be, like, actually living. Like, I'm like, uh-uh.
So, yeah, he living his best life. So why you ain't talking
like that? Like without me, that's crazy. Like no, I did too much for that boy. No,
you said you broke up with him.
I know, but I broke up with him because he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. I'm not gonna stay around if you not. You gotta meet the expectations. If you not meeting, then I gotta go. So that's what happened.
Okay.
And
he
didn't want to do it, so it was like, all right. So I thought he was gonna come back around within a month. He didn't. So I'm like, all right, I made up this prank. It wasn't
I was in on it. I was down.
Yeah, she was down.
So, okay, so what's the prank? All right,
so that was his first job, mind you. I'm the one that helped him get that first job.
Okay.
So he started working or whatever. And he probably was working for like 3 or 4 months, like after I called it. So I had called his job and I act like I was his mom and I told him that he can't work there no more.
Did he lose the job?
No, they ended up talking to him.
Yeah,
and then he found out.
I told him I wanted to talk to the manager and everything.
Wow.
But I regretted it.
Did you?
But he found out it was me, but he wasn't really that mad, surprisingly.
So did he ever come back around?
Yeah,
he came back around, but acted up again.
Yeah, but I didn't want him. Like, I just wanted to mess his life up. But it didn't work.
Okay.
Because I felt bad. Like, after I did it, I'm like, that was corny. Like, I don't do nothing corny. So I'm like, dang. Like, but it was fun. It was fun.
Well, that's it.
For that little 5 minutes when I was on the phone with the people and he was trying to figure out who it was.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, but
so what if he would have lost his job?
I mean, he don't work there no more, so that's what it is.
If he would have lost it, I don't know what I would have did. I think, I don't know, it probably would have been a whole big situation.
So you said that's your only relationship. So you haven't recovered from that? You haven't dated nobody else?
I just been chilling on the sidelines.
I mean, it was recent still. It was recent.
Yeah.
Oh, recent. Okay, what grade y'all now?
11.
Oh, this was like yesterday. Okay, so you're still hurt.
No, I'm not hurt. Mm-mm.
You not hurt, don't worry,
no.
Not bothered? Okay.
No.
But so now you're single, living your best life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's happening?
I'm single, but like, I'm just chilling. Like, it's not like I'm out all the time. I just be chilling in our home. Homebody, little dude. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. What's your oppressor?
Mm-hmm.
Let me find out.
Was I ever pressed again?
She was pressed.
Was you ever pressed?
Oh, she shot.
Yeah.
So she must have pressed.
You got me.
She must have pressed that a couple times.
When was I pressed? I don't recall.
Oh, tell us a story about her being pressed.
You really gonna act like you wanna
remind me?
When we burnt the hoodie on live.
Wait, so this two stories of burning the hoodies on live?
No, it's one.
She
so you was the one who burned the hoodie. Oh, so this is Stephanie. This is Stephanie. Oh no. Steph is in the building. So let's, in case anybody forget, Steph was sneaking somebody in her home. And now Steph has cameras in the home. So Steph was being fresh, and now Steph is here. Steph has been here from the beginning. So that's interesting. So can we call you Steph, or you wanna?
Are you back to Sanaa?
Which one?
Call me Steph.
Okay, Steph. I like it. Okay. Steph is on the mic. So now we can get in tune. So what did you learn from sneaking around?
I wasn't sneaking around. I snuck in my house.
That is sneaking around. She's trying to figure out what did you learn.
Yeah, you never know. You was young.
I thought I had something.
Okay.
I never snuck up nobody in a house.
All right, move. Go ahead. My fault. Right, I'm gonna talk about the situation with the hoodie. Okay.
Yeah, what made you? Oh, yeah, because now we know who stuff is.
I mean, I was getting input by a move over here.
Oh. You said you wasn't gonna say I was with you.
This truth is coming out.
So near you under the bus, I'm under the bus. All right.
Okay, good. Yes. This is all good right, friends
so
right here.
One day, so I had this hoodie of his. I wanted to throw it outside, but it wasn't going to do nothing for me. So
it wasn't enough satisfaction.
It wasn't satisfaction.
So we was bored, and she was talking about going to the playground. I'm like, no. Like, what if somebody see us? They gonna call the cops or something.
Right.
So she like, you do it upstairs. I'm like, it's gonna burn the house down.
You was not saying all this.
You gonna burn the house down.
She was not saying all this. She was agreeing. She was like, yes.
No,
I
was scared because my mom.
Yes, okay. Mom is involved.
Mind you, she had the cameras in the house. By okay.
Yeah, but you couldn't see nothing. You couldn't see nothing.
But you could hear it.
You couldn't hear it. You can't.
That's why we went upstairs.
No. Oh yeah.
This is how they threw out the plan to burn the city. Okay. So clearly Emil was a mastermind behind this.
Yes. Basically.
Okay.
The devious
But it wasn't like that. I was just trying to get her to get her closer because she was hurting so bad. And I'm like, maybe if you burn the hoodie, you gonna be fine.
Okay. Did that work?
No.
It didn't work?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
did it work?
A little bit.
No, it didn't. You called him after and he didn't answer.
We called him?
You yes. sure?
What was this?
This was way
last year.
Oh, still new. These are fresh wounds they're talking about. I won't be surprised if this took place a couple months ago.
It was like towards like the beginning.
Okay. So you and him friends?
It was like December. No. Around like December, I was like.
Yeah, because what happened to his hoodie? Did you replace it?
No. I don't know what he did. I don't know where he at right now.
So you got one live and burned his hoodie.
Yeah, I burned his hoodie. His friends got in it.
We put one core. We put the what song stuck in my way?
Suck him up.
Mm-hmm. We had to shower and then
we had no.
I'm cracking
that. This is why you can't do nothing with Sanaa, because every time she start choking up and then I have to do everything. Because
she don't want to do
she's
it.
She's scary. So,
but I told you, like, if it burned my house, then,
it
like,
wasn't going to burn your house. Listen, you, it was going to burn your house if I didn't react. Because
I turned the shower on.
She froze. This is what happened. So we
it
put
got
all
too
this,
big.
We put all this alcohol.
I cannot believe it. So y'all are just starting fires.
No.
Fire setters here.
No, okay. It's not like that. It's not like
what else is it?
We just put all the alcohol on the hoodie, and then we put the lighter on it, and we just let it burn.
I mean, it was a
and on live, so
I would never do that
was,
again.
People like laughing and stuff, but his friends was in there, and they just was like, "Why are you doing it to my man? It's cool. He gonna get a new one." And we just was like, "We don't care." We was listening.
He said his new girl gonna replace it, something like mm-hmm. that.
Oh, he was making it worse.
He was flexing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, what do you mean him at school?
No, he called me by my Instagram name one day.
Okay, so now
I was walking home and he called me by my Instagram name.
Oh, that's how y'all met?
Yeah, this was, we was in eighth grade.
Okay. What you want to say over there?
That's crazy.
It's real crazy. We was young boys.
Yo. It was in eighth grade. They probably in ninth now. What grade you in?
11.
Oh, these scholars. Have y'all matured since then? Or y'all still burning stuff?
I mean, I know I just called his job, but I'm mature.
Oh, yeah, because that was recent. Yeah,
okay. I mean, I be in on her stuff.
Yeah, but I'm mature. I don't care.
I mean, I did some things. Nonchalant. Not really.
She did some things over there, I see. Okay. All right. That's interesting.
I did some pranks.
But why? Being pressed or... Pranks.
Yes, being praised.
One of why different people. Okay, yes. Let's chat about it.
I was going to say the one with the ambulance.
Oh, you can say that way.
Go ahead, you say it.
All right.
They got some secrets. Go
ahead. We did this prank to a couple people. Like, we would get some pictures off of Google of the fire trucks. And we would play the...
Not ambulance. Not fire truck, the ambulance.
Ambulance. So we would do the voice memo of the... of the scene on the siren. So they could, it could be like,
you not telling them the story.
Yes, I am.
She told him that she got hit by a car.
No, she told him for me.
I had her phone and I told them that Sana got hit by a car. And like, we wanted to get their reaction.
Oh,
basically,
it's the whole situation.
So he wasn't really reacting as he should have. So
and
she
I wanted him to cry.
Yeah,
wow. So you got hit by a fake car. Yeah, and you wanted him to cry real tears.
Yeah, like we just wanted.
Did
he say she okay?
They recorded themselves crying. Y'all sent it.
Yeah, I put voice memos acting like I was crying, and I don't know.
Why? Just all to get this guy attention.
Attention. Mm-hmm.
Did it work out?
She still with him.
Oh, okay.
But he was mad.
So is this a different guy from Steph or?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So Steph moved on from the Liz guy. Now she is back to Sanaa.
Yes.
And how long you and the new guy been together?
A year and some change.
Wow, this is a year and some change, a lifetime to me. So that already screams marriage.
Yeah,
okay.
True.
So you don't be pressed over the new guy, okay? Oh, y'all together.
Yeah, I'm cool now.
This was your old life. Her old life was being pressed. Or is she still pressed on him?
She's still pressed. I'm not still pressed.
You were.
No, I'm not.
I told you.
How?
I told you something.
What make her still pressed? She might be in love.
She is.
Oh, that's cute.
I told you.
You don't feel like you pressed?
No.
At all?
You think I'm too loyal?
No, I ain't say loyal. I did not say nothing about being loyal.
How did loyalty come from press? So you're loyal. She shouldn't be loyal to her
no,
dude.
No, I don't have. No, loyal was not the thing. You just be caring too much.
What she's in a relationship.
She be trying to fix up when it's not her fault. That's not her. It's not your fault. That's
right. So she had to fix stuff. Was she supposed to fix things in her relationship?
But you don't gotta fix it if it's not your fault.
Okay. Oh, like what? What's
especially
not her
because
fault?
She a girl.
Oh, he should be doing man things.
Yes.
She got all the answers over here. She is a relationship.
Everything cool.
I'm expert over here, so everything is cool. Yeah, been a year and a half, so y'all see y'all together long term.
Yeah. I didn't hesitate.
Yes, you did.
She wasn't ready for the question. We'll leave it at that.
Put this in here.
That's not true.
Okay, so that's interesting. All right, so I'm glad y'all working it out. And you single over there just to...
Yeah.
Just
I need you to get the boo, though. Yes.
What? I'm cracking up.
What you say?
I need you to get the boo.
So y'all get double date?
I want to.
We were going double date.
This is so funny.
But we was going double date because the boys know each other.
Oh, who the other boy? Your dude?
My
old boy.
Oh, you still trying to figure out ways to
no.
get him in?
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Can y'all be friends, though?
No, he's black.
He can't be friends.
Oh, he's black.
On everything.
Where's the burn hoodie guy? Is he blocked too?
No,
he's
not blocked. He just know where to be found. I don't care about him no more.
Oh, because you got this new love interest. Shout him out. Now y'all been together forever. Now she over everything.
Are you serious?
Now this new out here.
That's how she's bumming.
All right, so what advice do y'all have for people who are pressed out there?
So I just want you to know that... I just want you to know that boys are not everything.
Yeah.
Yes. She's been in a relationship for a year and a half. She wants y'all to know that boys are not everything.
Boys aren't everything. I just feel like it really starts with self-love, but some people really don't got that. And then when for you start going out with somebody, you really think that you need them. Like, you depend on them for everything. Like, when you're sad, you go to them. Like, right. You depend on them for everything. So once y'all break up, it's like, yo, what I'm going to do? But you don't need them. Like,
and people show that you're jealous.
Don't try to get revenge. That's one thing I learned.
Yeah, don't ever do revenge.
Because that don't get you nowhere. Like, that make you seem press. Don't play yourself. Like, I realized that I seem press if I did that.
Okay. And that's not your MO.
No.
You don't want to be pressed out here.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
We too young for that.
Oh, now they too young to be pressed. They know everything but too young to be pressed. Okay. So, do you see yourself in a relationship in the near future?
Wherever
yes.
God take me.
Amen. Let's talk about God. Let's not. But that's really wherever. Listen, what the Lord has for you is for you.
Yep.
Until then, you'll be out here.
Chilling.
Giving advice. The single the single friend.
Yeah.
That's all she do.
Okay. That's do you ever be like the third wheel or anything?
No.
Oh, that's not in your MO? No. What is your MO? Let us know. What are you looking for out here in this thing called life?
If she needs me to third wheel, I will, but I'm not quick to jump to go be like
to be Joe.
No,
only if she has to be Joe.
I just stay where I'm at.
Okay, that's what's up. Do you play a matchmaker and stuff?
No,
sure.
I mean, I try. I don't really have like Sanaa, Tiana, and one other girl. I only consider them my friends, but. So I don't really have a lot of girlfriends to be matching up with people when I don't talk to boys.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like, where I'm matching y'all, no.
No. Do y'all hang out? We all hang out. Hey, anywhere, what y'all do for fun?
Work. I don't do anything. Not for fun.
We don't go out a whole lot, but we will reach out to
each other. Yeah, or we will go out to eat. Or the movies. Something slow. Mm-hmm. Small.
I mean, but once we get older,
Y'all say I get older?
We going to Miami next year.
Miami.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Oh, it might be a lot of stuff down Miami. Vernon stuff.
Hopefully.
Oh, you might meet some people now. Y'all like to travel and stuff?
I want to.
Yeah, I want to start traveling, but that take money, so you got to stick.
Yeah.
Yes, you got all the answers. And y'all been on, like, some bay vacations? What y'all say? Vacations.
Vacations. Don't you need a man for that?
Yeah. You got a man, right?
But I can't be traveling around with them. I'm only 16.
You were traveling the South Street is traveling around.
South Street is corny.
Yo. Are y'all too over South Street? Oh, South Street is.
I don't like South Street.
I feel like too many childish people be down there.
Oh, yes. This is the mature crowd. The 16 plus mature.
I don't like some South of them. Street.
Not press crew. So nobody is pressed anymore. Y'all done being pressed.
We know some.
I feel like we learned, after what happened, everything we did, I feel like we know. If a boy really care about you, you don't got to be pressed over him. It's going to happen. He going to make sure you cool. So I shouldn't have to call your job.
This age, we should know better.
Yeah. You should have to call his job.
I should have to call your job to try to get you fired for you to come around. If he didn't come around, it's because he ain't went to, so...
That's true.
Leave me alone. So
your advice is not to go all out your way to get somebody to come around.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if they want to come around, they're going to come around.
You like me.
So you're not supposed to force my hand, it's going to come.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
What's that quote they be like? If it come back around, it's for you. Y'all believe that?
Ooh, no. Cool.
I feel like it shouldn't be like anyway.
We don't do breaks. If we break up one time, well this is from me on.
You had a break. You came back. So now, what's your new MO? Let us know.
No breaks. If we break up one time, it wasn't meant to be.
Why? People break up all the time and get back together.
But if you break up, then that means that you don't really care about them. Like, I feel like you shouldn't go a day without talking to your loved one. Because you never know what's going to happen. Like, I don't stay mad at none of my family members because I never know what's going to happen. So I always make sure I make good with them, like, within, like, the next day or something, because you never know. Like, people die.
That's true. Death and a breakup. Yeah. So what happens if, like, you may need a break? Like, y'all, as a mutual agreement
That means y'all not meant to be together.
One day break.
I'm not going to do it again.
Yeah, you don't got to, you know.
She don't have it in her?
I don't think you should go a day without talking to somebody. I don't think that's healthy.
That was my first time ever.
You was devastated?
Is that price? Then we don't go a day without talking to somebody?
I mean, if you
might be careful.
Mm-hmm. Look, now they get depressed. So they're depressed.
No.
Yeah, so they depressed.
If he care about you, then he care about you. You gonna know he care about you.
I feel like you shouldn't go a day without talking to somebody.
If you second guess it,
Like, what you mean if you need a break? Like,
so, like, first of all, you said talk every day, so it's communication on both ways. Everybody hitting each other. So things can get, like, overwhelming, and you'd be like, yo, like, we need a break. It's getting too heated.
Yeah, but why is it getting overwhelming?
It could be little things, like, so your person going through, like, personal issues, and they bringing it into the relationship, and it's just like, yo.
If we can't do it together, then it's not meant to be. Like, if I'm going through something, and you see that I'm stressed out, you know why I'm stressed out, so you can't get me.
And don't add more onto it.
Yes, they have it all figured out. I love it. Yes, no breaks. No breaks. If you see them stressed out here, please do not leave their side.
At all.
Please do not go 24 hours.
Don't come around when I'm up. Like,
exactly. It's my point. Let them know you're going to be up. What you going to be up doing? Let me know. What's like, your career goals?
I don't know. What's my goals?
Yeah,
well, I want to be a psychologist.
Okay. Well, yeah. That may fit her description. Yeah. She's helping out over there. What would you like to be?
Fashion designer.
Oh, Steph is in the fashion, burning clothes. Maybe you should do a shirt out of that.
You
should do a shirt out of that. I will buy it. She'll be selling shirts that's like representing burning stuff, and that'll be popping.
She made this hoodie. She got one in.
Oh yeah, y'all can't see the hoodie that she got on, but it's popping. You want to put your fashion plug in? Tell us about it.
FXN. My Instagram is FashionX9.
Okay. All right. Tell us about your hoodie.
Everything is hand painted.
Yeah. Oh,
I do purses, hoodie, shirts.
Okay,
yeah. Customs.
Custom everything.
Everything is custom.
Oh, all right, they can reach you. What's your IG name again? Y'all be having these crazy
fashion
IG names.
Fashion X9, but the A in the fashion is a V.
Okay, if y'all remember that, y'all be out there. What's your social media over here, psychologist?
Fine. I don't want them to know.
Oh, she doesn't want anybody to.
I don't
want to
be the press when they think. No, it's fine.
Now she don't be pressed. Why you don't want me pressed? It's okay.
Because I passed that, and I feel like they going to put. I don't need them to see my face.
This young lady, she's past being pressed. Let me let y'all know that her situation was like last year. That's not enough. That's not enough healing to not be pressed out here. You know.
I feel like I should have told this story when I was a little bit older. Like, it's not old enough.
It's not old enough? What, I had when you was like 15? You 16 now?
No.
Still?
She's 17. A couple of months ago.
Oh, yeah. Fresh out the water. So you recovered.
No, it wasn't even a couple of months ago.
That was like a month ago.
Yes. Very recent.
That wasn't 3 weeks.
So she said,
I learned within a month.
Oh, you a month? Okay. Yeah, so a month is
I would never
healing.
Have somebody do that to somebody else. That's not right.
So if that happened again, you'll talk yourself out of it. You talk
like I would just text them that I missed them instead of actually calling your
dad. Yeah, like do you express yourself?
Yeah, I should have did. No, I don't text people first. If we don't speak, then we not going to talk. But I should have did that because why would I? See?
So you learn this. You see, she's learning like
I
how to
stop feeding and stuff.
Y'all be feeding off each other?
Yes.
Bad energy off bad energy.
Yes.
Negative vibes off of negative vibes playing. What should we tell her to do? Since you in a relationship.
If he with her though, like the whole situation with the job, I was down. I'm like, yeah, sis, call him.
Yeah, sis, call him. Get him fired, sis.
Yeah, she was with it. I made the idea up.
She called me.
I make most of the ideas up.
What is the ideas y'all had moving forward for breakups and getting people attention without getting them fired and burning their clothes?
Just doing
original
you.
Tag team. Okay.
Just doing you.
Just doing you.
Yeah.
Move on.
Boys don't.
Not, no, I'm not gonna say move on, but
yeah.
Know your worth.
Yeah.
Oh, they're learning their worth. I love it. Yes, these are they're learning their worth out here after they experience some nonsense in these situations. But they recover. That we had one in a successful relationship, and we had one that's successfully single over here. So everything is working out for them. We have learned about how not to be pressed and how to love yourself, and you know that boys will come around when they want to come around.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, focus on your grades and whatnot.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about school.
Do y'all have good grades?
Yeah. My grades are good right now.
Oh, right now. Right now. No boy distractions.
I'm not distracted.
Do y'all be pressed on those grades?
Yes. I don't play when it comes to my teachers. Okay. I do get right with them.
I'm checked out.
You get right with the teachers,
yes,
or right with the word?
I do. Right with the teachers. Both. But, you know, sometimes they don't be wanting to put something in, put it in, and there won't be no problem.
Okay.
I will have my mom email you.
Yes. I love a good email.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what school? Oh, we heard your school. Okay. Yep. Shout out to the school. Y'all have any final words, any last minute shout outs?
No. Love them.
Period.
We want to thank these two young ladies for coming through. We have Emil and Sanaa, aka Steph. And, you know, we want to thank you. Tune in to our next episode of the Party Wednesday podcast. for tuning in to the Petty Wednesday podcast. Petty Wednesday is your midweek reminder that life is short. Let's joke a little, laugh a lot. You can find Petty Wednesday on Instagram, Petty Wednesday, Facebook, Petty Wednesday, and sometimes on Twitter, Petty Wednesday. And make sure y'all download the mobile app, Petty Wednesday, available on all devices.